Welcome to the Pathfinder Podcast, brought to you by Shillington, where we talk to creators about how they navigated their design careers from the early beginnings up until now, and the twists and turns along the way. I'm Jimmy Muldoon, designer and teacher at Shillington's New York campus. Glad you could join us. So today we have Ella, who is a recent grad from the Manchester campus. Her work showcases her strong conceptual thinking within her branding and her digital work. She's also an extremely talented illustrator of portraits for pets. Ella, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thank you very much for having me.
Yeah. How was your day so far?
Yeah, long day, I guess. Yeah, we're all working from home, so it's hard to sort of get out of that pattern sometimes of continuing working. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's been good. Lots of exciting projects.
Yeah, exciting, and I guess like making the most of your lockdown isolation. Do you find that getting out of the house is something that you try to do to kind of like just give yourself a break from being within the four walls of your house?
I mean, I should get out more. I do struggle in the day because I'm sort of sat at a desk all day really. But, I usually go out at the weekends, go for a walk. I should really do it in the evenings, but sometimes I just want to relax after a long day. So, yeah.
And you try, like, I keep speaking with some of the Manchester crew, and it's like, they're like, yeah, we thought we were going to have really good weather, and then it just really, really poorly.
Yeah, I mean, at the start of lockdown, it was absolutely amazing. It was really nice outside, but now it's pretty, pretty dull. So, yeah, it's not great, but it could be worse.
Yeah. So I kind of want to start with getting to know a little bit more about you. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? What was your upbringing like? Was it a creative household? Stuff around that.
Yeah. So I've lived in a town called Altrincham, which is just outside of Manchester, in the UK, and. Yeah, I've lived here all my life, so I feel like I haven't really moved that far. But I feel growing up in a creative household, not particularly, but when I was younger, I always did sort of crafts and, I did a lot of sort of painting and things with my grandma when I was younger. So not really. I mean, like my dad's a teacher, my mum's works in HR, so not particularly, no. But yeah, no, I always enjoyed it and doing sort of crafts. I wasn't necessarily very good at it, but I enjoyed it. So yeah.
So like, the macaroni, like,
exactly.
Mum and dad used to put on the Christmas tree and spray them gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Mum and dad still have those?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Probably in like the garage, straight at the back, but somewhere probably.
So your grandma was the one that was kind of like introduced you to all like the creativity and the crafts.
Definitely,
and so forth.
Yeah.
Was like what was obviously going through high school, what was the goal for, a job that you wanted to do? Did you know that you wanted to get into a certain area, or were you kind of like unsure like the direction of career that you wanted to take?
I think, well, actually, funnily enough, when I was younger, I wanted to be a drug sniffer dog handler.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me why. It was just something that I really wanted to do. I think I just fell out of love with the idea, but I'd always sort of enjoyed art. And then at my sort of high school I was at, they sort of only offered traditional art methods like painting and ceramics and that sort of stuff. So I sort of decided to go down my own sort of route, I guess, and sort of go down digital art and photography. And I think that's really when it sort of clicked in my mind that, okay, this is what I actually want to do. I definitely from a young age at school, I knew that it was something that I liked to do, but I just wasn't sure what sort of route to go down, because obviously the creative industry is huge. So Yeah, but it was a drug sniffer dog handler to start with.
So from drug sniffer dog handler to you know, design and creativity, they're
pretty different.
They're very different things. But you always had that inkling for creativity in some
way. Definitely.
Wow. So you got to a point where you're like, okay, so I have to make a decision, you know, for study, right? So what made you decide to enroll in Shillington?
So I think my sort of route was a bit different to all my sort of peers that were on the course in Manchester. I did the year prior, I did a art foundation course, which is a 1 year course, which is at university. And I really enjoyed that. It was great. I did sort of went down the graphics route in that sense. And then I just knew sort of after that year that I was sort of really keen to get into the industry and just get working, I guess. So I, you know, was looking through everything and thinking, what are my options? What can I do? I did I still do have a place for graphic design at university. So it, for me, it was actually, do I do a university degree or do I enroll at Shillington? And I heard of Shillington through one of my sister's friends and came to the info session. And I think I just knew that this is kind of everything that I wanted in a degree in 3 months. So, so I enrolled on the January course and that's brought me to where I am today, basically. So it was really a question of degree or Shillington. So
yeah, cool. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today after graduating from the January course?
Yeah, so I'm currently now brand designer at Made by Shape, which is a Manchester based digital agency. And I think after graduating, well, it was locked down already by the time we'd graduated. We'd been remote learning for about 3 weeks, I think, before we did. And I sort of basically thought, okay, well, I'm just going to leave it, you know, for a bit, because a lot of people are furloughed over here and a lot of people are out of work. So I thought I'd, you know, leave it until I approach agencies. So instead I started sort of working on passion projects and putting my work out there, really. And I actually put one of my projects on LinkedIn, which was the campaign project that I did for my hometown in Altrincham. And it got quite a lot of feedback from it. And that is actually really where I got the job. Andy, the co-founder of Made by Shape, reached out to me. And, you know, I did a sort of like almost a trial project for them. And yeah, I guess that's kind of it, really. I was very lucky in the sense that it got quite, you know, it got seen by quite a few people and got some good reactions. So yeah, I think LinkedIn, you know, in short, got me my job.
Yeah. that project is really, really impressive. I think the Photoshop stuff that you kind of bring in, that image treatment, like the type that you use for this campaign, is really, really impressive from start
Thank
to
you.
But I think even just like how you showcase your digital work is really brilliant, and I'm sure that is one of the elements that really kind of stuck out to by Shades, because you know you have a lot of like collateral, but like everything really ties together as a really strong brand, but there's some like really great digital components in that as well. So you know, LinkedIn, thank you, but you know, really it comes to the, you know, the work that you have produced. So yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think sharing work is a really important thing. Do you feel LinkedIn is a great avenue for, you know, grads to be sharing work and continuing conversations?
100%. I actually only got LinkedIn probably probably actually when we finished the course, which would have been in about April. And, you know, it's about, as well as sharing your work, it's about building networks with people. So even just reaching out to agencies or designers to, you know, have a look at your folio and, you know, look for your work and review it. It's, you know, you're always making those sort of connections with people anyway. So, you know, later down the line, they might really like your work and want to come back. So, you know, it is really, really useful. And I've a lot more sort of attraction from LinkedIn as opposed to other social media sites. So yeah, no, definitely.
Right. So can you tell us a little bit about your current role at Made by Shapes?
Yeah, so I've been brought in as brand designer at Shape, and Shape are really a digital design agency primarily. So I've been brought in to assist in branding, because that's something that they want to sort of offer now. I know that in the past they've done it for projects but never sort of showcased it, so they really want to, you know, focus on that, but they don't want to be a full service agency because they're not. But yeah, so that's the job role I've been brought in as. But I think when things start to pick up again, I'll be doing a lot more things, taking a bit of weight off Andy's shoulders, I think. So, you know, client liaison and, you know, pitches and stuff. So obviously I've not been there too long, so I'm yet to get into all that. But yeah, so I'm sort of a bit of everything, and but mainly branding is where what I'll be doing.
Yeah. So how many designers are actually at the agency at the moment?
Designers, there's actually only one web designer, but Andy does I think, you know, pick up a few projects, and there are three developers there. So joining a small group, so yeah, I think that's really nice. So
that's really exciting. You kind of get to see the developers side of things and work closely with them, but then kind of help Andy out with, you know, bringing in business and pitches. That's really exciting, as, you know, someone who's only been there, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah, to have those opportunities is incredible.
I know, a lot of trust has been put on me. So yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, no, that is super exciting. So can you tell us a little bit more about kind of your experience at Shillington and that, how that has really kind of helped you move into this current role?
Yeah, so I knew from the outset, you know, from the info sessions and everything, that Shillington its whole aim is to set you up for the industry. So even from really sort of small things like even keyboard shortcuts, something that, you know, they drill into us the whole way through, but it is something that is, you know, it's what you need to know in sort of everyday life as a designer. So just those small things, like even sort of printing processes and like paperweights and stuff, all these sort of things that you probably wouldn't really pick up unless you're actually being sort of thrown in the deep end. So yeah, even I think it's the small things that have really sort of helped in that sense. And I think basic sort of design fundamentals as well is something that prior to Shillington, I've never really been taught. I've sort of decided, I think before I did Shillington, I just plonked everything on a page and just thought, oh, well, you know, if it looks nice. But so I think fundamentals is obviously really important. I think it's the small things that really, you know, made a difference in industry standard things. Even things like the pitch that we did. I know I was thinking at the time, well, you know, I'm never going to be, you know, this creative director, like pitching this to a huge company in front of all these people. But what I didn't realize at the time is that you don't pitch things just to clients and stuff. You pitch it to, you know, the creative director or other designers. You still got to pitch, and, you know, you don't have to sort of just visually show that stuff. You need to, you know, actually talk about it and talk about your work. So I think that was another thing that was really, really good to work on as well, because I think when I was doing my pitch, I was probably like really quiet and Yeah, so this is this. But no, I've learned that it's really important. So yeah, whether it's a huge brand or whether it's just your boss, you still have to pitch your ideas and propose something. So yeah.
Have you had the opportunity to, I know you've only been there for 2 weeks, you know, have you had an opportunity to pitch something to Andy or the team or an idea?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of given projects. I mean, I've been given quite a bit of creative freedom, I think, which is I've been very sort of lucky with. But yeah, I'm always sort of pitching ideas. I think I'm sort of sometimes given a direction to go down. But yeah, no, I always the same sort of process of, you know, gathering all references and mood boards and what route we want to go down. It's still the same process that I followed at Shillington that I do now, really. So yeah, still, yeah, I always, yeah, I do pitch ideas and yeah. Then the hope that they'll like them.
is it the nerves? How do you deal with being nervous in pitching to your boss now and to, you know, people that you work with?
Yeah, I don't think nervous in the sense of with the people I work with, because they're a really great bunch and they're all really friendly and they're all really welcoming when I joined. And I'm yet to sort of actually, at least in person, you know, do a client meeting and pitch in that way. But so yeah, I'm yet to really, really do that with someone that I completely don't know and I've never met or spoken to, but yeah, it will be coming soon, I think. So
yeah. Watch that space. I'll be excited to hear how your first client pitch goes. What was, I know that we're working remotely at the moment and haven't had a chance to go into the office and have a normal kind of office day with the team, but can you kind of talk us through what day one felt like for you, you know, working for Made by Shapes and the team?
Yeah, I think on day one, I was really excited because, you know, I'm doing something that I love, but I think I was unsure on what I'd actually be doing. And because obviously joining an agency, you know, bang slap in the middle of projects is obviously a bit more difficult in, you know, getting up to speed with everything. And in that sense, but since we were still working from home, I sort of got the run through of how the process and how they work. And yeah, looking at it in that sense, but yeah, I don't think I was nervous, but I think I was probably more excited, really. I was jumped straight into projects. I don't think you could say I was sort of thrown in the deep end, but it was something that was kind of like, you know, you do you, you do you, really. That's
Oh, that's really great. It sounds like a really great team where they're really inviting and just like super friendly and
definitely.
Yeah. I'm glad that you found such a great studio like those guys. So can you kind of like walk us through what a, you know, quote unquote normal day looks like for the studio during lockdown? You know, what time do you start and what does, you know, your day kind of
Yeah, so the studio obviously isn't open yet because of what's going on right now. But the sort of studio hours are 8:30 till 4:30, which I really love because I'm an early bird. So I much prefer that in that sense. But a lot of the days I'm sort of carrying on with the projects I'm doing, you know, the day before. But so it's really exciting when I get given a new project. So Andy will run me through everything and what they're after and, you know, the things that they've already got. Pre-existing branding if they're going through a rebrand. And I'll just sort of get stuck into it straight away and start, you know, the process of, mood boarding, ideation, Yeah, the same process at Shillington, really.
Are there some things that you've learned already from the time that you've been, you know, spending getting to know the team and the business and how it runs and how it operates? Is there something that has kind of like really stuck out to you?
I think probably more sort of getting used to the way that Shape works themselves. So even just from the programs they use into how they present work, I think it's just the small things that I've learned, even just picking up just really small tips from using Sketch. It makes a big difference to your like workflow. Yeah, so I think just actually, yeah, the little things that you pick up along the way and, yeah, learning new things and you're thinking, oh, God, well, that just made my life a lot easier. So, yeah, I think definitely picking things up and definitely getting used to their CMS system that they use. Obviously, I've only sort of looked at the design of sites before and never that sort of end of it. So that's been really interesting to get used to. But yeah. Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot more than I probably think I have. So
would you class yourself as, you know, a branding designer?
I think at this stage, yes, I would. I know that I might be working on some actual website projects and actually designing the site, but I think at this stage, yeah, branding is really, well, what I've been doing so far, and I think where my passion really lies.
Did you start Shillington with an idea that branding was going to be your passion?
Before I'm sort of the person that would in a supermarket get sort of roped into buying something because the packaging looks amazing. Branding is something I've always been into. But I sort of found out on the course that web design was something that I was actually really interested in. I think before the course, I was pretty naive in the sense that I thought, oh, well, I can't be a web designer because, you know, you have to code and you have to do all of this stuff that I don't know how to do. But obviously I was completely wrong, and that's just not what web design is. And there's so many different jobs and so many different roles that people work on at a site. So yeah, I think branding, definitely, I did know it was something I want to go down before Shillington, and I think Shillington confirmed that, really. But still with digital design on the side.
Yeah, definitely, because your digital work is really strong. What is it about branding that you love the most?
I think it's more the fact that you can completely change a service or a product through its branding, and their branding sort of influences a lot of things, from, you know, a consumer picking it up to how the website looks, for example, so to position yourself in the market. So I think it's just something that I've been really interested in, and I suppose marketing comes under that as well. I just like how you can, you know, really sort of grab people's attention through branding and change their perception of something.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the packaging brand that you created for your portfolio,
The Forager.
Yeah. All I want to do is eat ice cream now. So.
Yeah, that was a really fun project to work on.
Yeah. What was the big idea, or like the kind of the concept behind that piece of branding?
The whole idea was we were all given a product that we had to create the packaging for, and it had a hook with it. So I got ice cream and the hook was vegan, sort of dairy free. So I thought, well, there's a lot of dairy free ice creams out there. I mean, I think veganism is getting huge right now. So I kind of wanted to obviously stay with that, but go down something a bit different. And I knew that foraging has sort of become, I think especially over lockdown actually, that it's become a lot more it's become a lot more popular, and people are becoming a lot more aware of it. Obviously this concept was sort of coming from Denmark, which is where it really happens, and that's where I sort of found out about it. But you know, the whole idea is obviously going into the wild and getting usually berries and foraging for them basically. So yeah, I wanted to take that idea of all these foraged fruits and you know, different ingredients, and then the whole idea was it would be a small batch company that would create these sort of weird combinations, but still tasty at the same time. And yeah, so it was all obviously, you know, anyone wants to do the idea, then hit me up. But but yeah, no, that was the, I wanted to be basically something a bit different that you've not really heard of. And I think foraging is something that, you know, you wouldn't really think of when you think of ice cream. So yeah.
Yeah.
That was
Yeah, and it doesn't look like, you know, the typical you know, vegan kind of like branding, and I know that's really, this kind of really feels like it's really elevated vegan branding. Like it looks luxurious.
Like, yeah, I think it was definitely going down the sort of boutique product range, obviously, because I'm not sure a foraging company, you know, you can do a very large batch foraging for a product. So I'm not sure the actual logistics of that would work, but yeah, small batch boutique, sort of independent shop products. Yeah, that was the kind of route I was going down.
Yeah, well, you delivered extremely well on that one. I would go to the, you know, my little grocer or whatever and buy it quite easily based on the packaging, because I feel all designers get sucked into that, as you said before.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah. Can you talk us about your process of when you're kind of feeling, you know, maybe overwhelmed by a project or really unfocused? You know, what do you do? Are there questions you ask yourself? Are there things that you have kind of built in?
I think I feel like I become quite overwhelmed, not quite often, but as in you can become quite overwhelmed very easily when you've got a lot of things to do for a project. And, you know, when there's tight timescales for things, it's hard to keep on track. So I make a lot of lists. Well, when I say lists, I just have like a notepad in front of me, which I scribble things down on. It looks horrific right now, but yeah, I make a lot of lists. So if I ever basically become unfocused or go off track, I'll refer back to that and basically see where I'm up to and what I need to do in order to get to where I want to be at the end of the day. And I think as well, if I sort of hit a dead end, I sometimes even just get out of my seat and just walk around for a bit, just to sort of, you know, refresh your mind a bit. Because I think when you're sat down looking at a computer for a while, sometimes it can drive you a little bit crazy. So yeah, it's good to sort of get up, you know, whether you go outside or not, which I would like to do. It's just nice to get up and take your mind off it for at least like a minute. And yeah, fresh mind.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's just like doing something that I find, you know, mundane. You know, sometimes I get the best idea when I'm brushing my teeth, where I'm not like forced to like problem solve or think. My mind is able to be relaxed and calm. And then it's like, there's the answer. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, no, sometimes when, yeah, you're doing the things that you least expect and you're sort of eating your dinner or something, you're like, oh, what a great idea. It's like, why didn't I think of that earlier? But yeah.
And then you go and scribble it down on your notepad.
My messy notepad, yeah.
What would you tell people who are thinking about doing the Shillington course, but weren't quite sure?
I think hands down, 100% do it. I'm not being paid to say that either. no, 100% do it. I think it's one of the best decisions I've made, especially in terms of if anyone's in a situation of thinking, oh, it's a bit of a risk to take because I want to do a university degree because it might be something a bit more reliable, I guess. But, you know, nowadays it's not everyone needs a degree in order to do something. It's a lot about your work and your portfolio and your, I guess your drive and your attitude to your work. So 100% do it. You'll make great friends, great work. I know that hands down, without a doubt, I wouldn't be where I am without my portfolio that I did at Shillington. So it's great. It's great.
So what advice would you give to a smart, driven design student about to enter, you know, the real world of the creative industry?
Good question. I feel like, I was sort of, about to enter the real world not long ago. So I think really be yourself is a huge one. And putting your work out there for sort of, the world to see. Really being proud of the work that you've actually done and showing off is really important. And when you've got sort of spare time, doing passion projects is something that's really important. I know that sometimes the case is that a lot your passion projects get more sort of attraction. I know that some of mine, I did a sort of burrito branding that I did because I love burritos. So I thought I want to brand a burrito restaurant. And I did, and that's one of the projects that people really like. So definitely spare time, do that. But I think, I think most of all, actually talking about your project is really important. I know from what a lot of people have said to me is that they like the way that I spoke about my projects, because it's all well and good sort of posting a beautiful, branding project, but I don't know about yourself. I love to know more about it. I love to know the background and how that person got there. I think talking about your work is really important. Put your work out there, be yourself. I think that's what I'd say.
Yeah. Well, and I think channels like where you're sharing the work is really important. You know what I mean? Like, yes, Instagram is great, but who else is seeing it? It's other designers, where I think it's you're really getting choosing the right platforms to showcase your work. And I think you're a great kind of testimony to positioning your work in the right place, talking about it in the right way, sharing the story. So you were talking about this Mexican project being your passion project.
Yes, yeah, that was a passion project.
Sharing that,
yeah,
I think is really important. It's not necessarily just waiting by, the phone or the email to get a response, but it's showcasing your work is really important. You just never know who's going to see it. And I think in your case, it shows the right place at the right time.
Definitely. Definitely a case of you never know who's going to see it. 100%. I thought that, I just post that, for people to see, maybe we'll get a couple of likes, but, having people reach out to me was something that I never expect at all, especially during this sort of climate. Definitely. You never know who's going to see it. So put it out there and be proud of it.
Yeah, definitely. So where can people find more about you, find your work?
Find me. Instagram, Ella M. Dawson. And on my actual website is ellamdawson.com. So, yeah.
Go check it out. Some incredible work there that you've done, at Shillington, but then obviously the passion project in there as well. So I'm excited to see more work being showcased on those platforms. But again, thank you so much for your time, for just sharing, you know, your journey, you know, to Shillington, your journey, you know, afterwards and landing the role that you have at the moment. Congratulations on that again. But yeah, thanks for your time.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. No, it's been great. And, you know, I do put all of it to Shillington. So yeah, anyone that's listening, do it.
Not a sponsored ad.
No, I promise.
Again, thank you so much. And yeah,
thank you.
Speaking again soon.
The Pathfinder podcast has been brought to you by Shillington, the original graphic design bootcamp. To learn more about the podcast and Shillington, click the link in the bio. Show your support by subscribing and rating us on your preferred podcast platform. Original music composed and performed by Menakshi. Thanks for listening.